Well, pray for us.
We are still going through the time of bereavement. And my wife will be going to Liberia the first time after 10 years. Amen. 10 years. She'll be going back to Liberia to bury her sister. Financially, we are not able. But God is a way maker. Amen. As I speak to you, she already got her ticket. We went online. It was 2,500. 3,000 or 2,007. And God make a way we're able to get it for 1,500, 1,500 round trip, 76 a year, some cents. I don't know, in America, you have to put a cent before you get correct. Amen. So out of the cent. And God make a way. Hallelujah. We bless God for that. Other people are coming in to have her buried. We know that this is what God can do. So she is going to pray for her, pray for us. I'm going to be with the girls. Man, I pray that they don't run me over. Because I know daddy don't like to talk. When they bring complaints, I say, okay, I can talk it. Amen. But we are happy that God is doing his own thing. Amen. I want to also bless God for a school. I've been praying to go to school, especially the city I found myself in. Back home, I was a police officer, and my assignment was on the ocean. So when I came here, I applied and put all my stuff, my resume. Police called, they sent out information, immigration, and this agency in the FBI. Oh, come over, come over. And I said, no, I don't want to chase anybody again. I want to see how I can help. And I started working with Goodwill. And then later on, God said, why not? I'll put you in the caregiving. And now when I did some training online, was successful and been in it for 3 years. And I love it. I love when the old people say, thank you. Especially 100 years old person, 99 and 85, when they say, thank you. Amen. I feel good. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. So I apply to Indeed to go to school. And where I work, they gave me information that I have to pay a certain amount to go to the school, the CNA school. So I apply to Indeed. And then there's a school all the way in Nuremberg where they accepted me. And then I received a call. Is this William Johnson? I said, yes. So I'm calling you from in Forest Grove, Prestige. We got a school right here. It's going to be free of charge. Just come. We will pay everything. In fact, we will pay you while you work. I mean, you go to school. We'll give you 25 per hour. I said, oh God, you are so sweet. Amen. You pay me to go to school. I will go to school 10 years. Hallelujah. This is what God can do. Amen. Also, I bless God for Pastor Wickens that gave him the time to minister on First Sunday. I love him. He's my pastor. He's my friend. He said, Brother Johnson, you are not alone. We got your back. Amen. And he always make sure he get my back. Hallelujah. So it's another opportunity to keep them in prayer. That God will bring them safely wherever they are. That God will watch over them. And as I said, pray for my wife. She's still finding it hard to overcome what her sister have to pass. She's getting there. Amen. She is getting there. And pray for us continuously. Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to go to work. We're about to minister the word of God. And we know that you are ready. And we are waiting on Brother Johnson to come downstairs. But we'll bring you greetings from the church in Monrovia. Amen. I just sent some instruments just recently. I think in 2 weeks, gone now, past 2 weeks. And they are so excited to have an instrument in the church. Hallelujah. So that's why God can do. I found somebody that was shipping. And I saw some instrument at Goodwill and other places for a cheaper price. And I just give it to the pressing, and they put it in a container, and they send it. So we are praying now to get some keyboards, and some speakers, and some mic, When God lay on your hearts, when you go to the good way, you see it, just say, oh, Brother Johnson Church. Somebody know you hear the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to go into the word of God while Brother Johnson is coming. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bible, you can stand with me and turn to 1 Corinthians 6. Hallelujah. Happy to see Sister Chipley, right? Yes, yeah, Sister. God bless you for coming. When you came out looking behind you to see if I was going to see Chris O. Is he online? Okay, all right. God bless to see you. Amen. 1 Corinthians, we are in the King James version, so just open your Bible there, or you can read from here. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. What? Man, that sounds so powerful. What? It means you have been in the church so long, you don't know this, right? What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Remember, we preached the last time concerning God's dwelling place. And God does not dwell in buildings that is built of men's hands, but God built himself a building which is our body. Amen? So it seems that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye half of God, and ye are not your own. You are not your own. You are not your own. You don't belong to you. You belong to God. Amen. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Oh, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. Send down fresh anointing, O God, and let your word sink down into our hearts. As we hear it, O God, your words increase our faith, O God. Lord, and let us walk with you. Let us talk with you, O God. Open our understanding, O God. Touch our thoughts, O Lord. Touch our lips, O God, that your word will sink down into our hearts. Speak to your people. I'm not worried, oh God, but we say take control till you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Let me not leave this up. Somebody bless me with a laptop. So if you see a laptop up here, it's a blessing. Amen. I sit trying to work on it. So sometimes when you see me turning it over, it means I'm trying to fix it. Hallelujah. But I'm glad to be in the service of the Lord. Amen. We want to speak to us on the thing, bought with a price. Bought with a price. When an article is bought for a valuable consideration, it's become wholly the property of the buyers. Amen. When you pay for something, you purchase it, it becomes your property. Are you getting me, somebody? He may keep it, dispose of it. Nothing else is to be allowed to control it with all his consent. Amen. So nothing can get it away from you with all you agreeing to it. Amen. So today we want to take our time and let you know that you does not belong to you. Amen. And we all know that there are things money can buy, and there are things that money cannot buy. Money can buy you food, but not appetite. Money can buy you pills or medication, but not health. Amen. Money can buy you a bed, but not sleep. Hallelujah. You can name it and name it and name it.
So there are things that money can buy, and there are some things that money cannot buy. Money can buy you a church pew, but money cannot buy you salvation. Are you with me, somebody? Hallelujah. A boy made a boat all by himself. You have heard this story before. And he made this boat to play with. Designed it, painted it. And he would go daily to the riverside and place the boat on the surface of the water and watch it move up and down. One day he went to place his boat upon the water, and there came a storm that swept the boat away. He tried to get his boat, but it went deeper into the river and it vanished. The storm took it away. And he went home discouraged because he loved his boat. And then he began to search for it. Days turned to weeks, weeks turned to months, months turned to years. But he did not give up. He kept searching. One day he went in the market. It was a market day. And he decided to enter a store. When he entered our store, looking for something else, he lifted his head and saw on the shelf a boat. And he told the store owner, "Let me see your boat." And the man gave it to him. And he looked at it. And he recognized his boat. And he asked the man, "How much for the boat?" The man said, "It costs so amount." He never had the money. He told the man, "Keep this boat for me. I'm coming back." And he went, he worked, and he sold some stuff and got the amount and came and paid for the boat. And he said, "I got my boat back. Hallelujah. This is my boat." Hallelujah. He recognized his boat. I want to say to somebody in the midst today, God recognizes you. He knows who you are. He knows where you stand with him. You belong to the Lord. Can somebody shout a hallelujah? It's in John 10:14. He said, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep am known of mine." God knows you. Hallelujah. The devil may have captured you and put you on the shelf, but God recognizes you. Are you with me, somebody? Hallelujah. God recognized you. Amen. He said, "I know you. You are mine." Amen. You are mine. Can somebody give the Lord a hand of praise? And because you are mine, God is on your side. Hallelujah. Because we belong to God, I said, God is on your side. Romans 8:31. Hear what the Lord is saying to the church today. Romans 8:31, he said, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Because we belong to God, we are purchased by God. God is for us. In Africa, we sing a song. We say, "I am on the Lord's side. And the Lord is on my side." Hallelujah. No matter what situation or circumstance you may find yourself in, remember that God is on your side. Hallelujah. God will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm talking to somebody today. You are not alone. Hallelujah. God is on your side. Can you shout it? Hallelujah. That's why he gave the assurance in Matthew 28:20. He said, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you to." I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. We are living in the time of uncertainty. Don't expect for peace to be on the earth now. Everywhere there is trouble, famine and storm, earthquake, and you can name it. Hallelujah. Children against their parents, parents against their children. Oh, your children cannot listen to you anymore. Hallelujah. It breaks my heart. My kids abroad from Africa, when I talking to them, this kind of boy, he know me and walk like an American. Oh, my blood boiled in me and I say, man, I wish we were in Africa. Man, I gave you one. But now if I gave you one, you're going to call 911. So go ahead. They put earrings in their ear. I say, oh, man, I want to. Amen. But remember, every conditions that you find yourself in, God is with you. He said, I will be with you always. Not some of the way, not half of the way, not sometimes, but always I will be with you. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. God has promised to be with you. In the good times, he is there with you. In the bad times, he is there with you. Hallelujah. He is the bridge of your troubled water. God is still your pillar of fire by night. He is still the pillar of cloud by day. God has never left you since he brought you from the darkness and brought you into his marvelous light. God is still with you. You are the one that running away from God. You are the one that trying to turn your back on God. But God has not turned his back on you. He is with you always. There's no babooch to throw your child in. That's what we say in Africa. When your child come a good, it's your child. When your child turn to drugs, that's your child. Hallelujah. If your child become an armed robber, that's your child. Your heart will always burn. Hallelujah. Because he with you always. You belongs to God. Brother John was talking about God answer prayer. How he pray for the little thing. Indeed, my brother, God is a prayer answering God. Because he is with us always. There was a preacher that came from the revival night. And he went home. He rang the doorbell. There was no answer. He knocked. There was no answer. He tried to look. He saw his wife sleeping on the couch in the living room. Sleeping. He made all the noise that he could. She couldn't answer. He tried. He went under the building and knocked it where she was lying. And he went under the building and knocked the floor. Boop, 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 boop. There was no answer. He made all the noise, but there was no answer. So he got afraid until something happens. So he crossed the road, the street, and went to the next door neighbor and called. He said, please come. My wife. They called the phone. The phone rang. No answer. She just lying down. The neighbor came and they tried to force the door open. They tried to make all the noise. They couldn't get her up. While they were still calling and thing, no answer. They're about to call 911. They saw she jump up. She ran upstairs and she came back. And then knocked the door, she opened the door. And they said, what happened to you? We've been here for almost an hour trying to wake you up. Why you never answer? But later we saw you jumping up. She said, I heard my baby crying. That's what I went running upstairs. I heard my baby crying. Let me tell you, child of God, when you call on God, God will hear you. Hallelujah. And he will answer thee and show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah. You may not hear what they are saying in the dark. You may not hear what is happening around you or see what is happening around you. But when you call on God, God hear you because you are the child of God. She said, I heard my baby crying. I never heard you knocking. I never heard all the noise. But I heard my baby crying. That's why I woke me up. Are you with me, somebody? Because God is a prayer answering God. We are purchased by God. Bought with a price. In Isaiah 43:2, there's something I want for us to look at here. God is saying to you, because I am with you always. Hallelujah. He said, when thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle hold upon thee. God is with us, church. We are in a time of trouble. We are in a time of uncertainty. We are in a time of danger. But remember that God will never leave you nor forsake you, because God bought you with a high price. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel good when I know that God bought me. Hallelujah. With a price. Hallelujah. I feel good when I know I belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel good to know that God loved me, that he bought me. Hallelujah. Let me come down to a little bit. Hallelujah. The reason why God loves you, the reason why God loves me, I want to let you know today that God saw a value in him. Hallelujah. He saw a value in you. He saw me valuable. Hallelujah. In Job 19:25. Hallelujah. Yeah, what Job says. He says, for I know my Redeemer liveth. Amen. We talk about redeem. It means to gain or regain. To gain or regain possession of something in exchange for money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody, you may have gone astray. God gained you before, but you went astray. It does not take anything for God to regain you and possess you. Hallelujah. You once used to walk with God, talk with God, have fellowship with God, and you left the presence of God. You are going away. I said, I want to let you know today that God can regain you and put a song in your mouth again. Hallelujah. He can remove the stony hearts and give you the heart of flesh and put it on fire again. He can fill you with the Holy Ghost again. God can regain you and possess you. Hallelujah, somebody. When everyone else saw the wrong in you, the Lord saw the good in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, the songwriter say, he so thought that I was saving. Amen. He so thought that I was worth saving. So he came and changed my life. He so thought that I was worth keeping. So he cleansed me up. Hallelujah. And he kept me. Hallelujah. Oh, he thought I was worth dying for. He sacrificed his life for me so I can be free, so I can be whole. Hallelujah. God saw the best in you when others saw the wrong in you. There is something about you that God saw. God knew that you are valuable. Hallelujah. God knew you are not cheap. Hallelujah. God knew that you are expensive. Hallelujah. So he decided to buy you, not with money, not with nothing else, or silver and gold, but he used his own blood to purchase you. Hallelujah. That how valuable you are, because there's nothing else could purchase you, could buy you. It was God's own blood. God came in the form of man. Hallelujah. Wrapped himself in flesh in the womb of Mary. Hallelujah. And he was born to save the world. Hallelujah. He died on the cross to purchase us. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. I tell you, I'm not keeping you too long, but you are something in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. You are something in the eyes of God. Don't look down on yourself. The world may look down on you. The world may reject you. Your friends and family members will turn their back on you. But God loves you. Hallelujah. You are millions, good thing all wrapped in one. You are valuable. God needs you. Hallelujah. He needs you than ever before. He want to have a fellowship with you. He want to walk with you. He want to talk with you. Hallelujah. He want to do great things in your life. He wants you. He want to keep you. Hallelujah. He want to work on you. Hallelujah. Somebody, God is so good to you. If God have been good to you and you know that God is good, give him a hand of praise today. Hallelujah. Sometimes we fear God. Sometimes we disappoint God. I don't know about you, but since I've been on a Christian race, or in this race, I've started walking with God, I have failed God so many times. Not one, not two, but so many times. Hallelujah. Sometimes I worry, sometimes I try to give up. But I don't know where the strength comes from. I don't know where the encouragement comes from. And then when I pray, God said, I'm in the kitchen, and you are in the oven. I'm cooking you. Amen. I'm cooking you. You are not done yet. I tested you. You look brown. You look good on the outside, but in the inside, you still raw. In fact, you look like a graveyard. You're so beautiful on the outside, but inside of you, it's just a dead man bones. I'm going to say to you that God is still cooking you. You are in the oven. The day God gets done with you, now he's going to use the word, well done. Well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. But for now, you will make mistake. It does not mean that God has rejected you. For now, we will say and do things that we are not to do. But God has not yet rejected you. He still loves you because he purchased you. You are God's property. You belongs to God. Hallelujah. In closing today, in Ephesians 4:30, I want to close here. Hallelujah. I told you I'm not going to preach too long because we'll have to go home. Hallelujah, somebody. You have to go and rest. You got to get ready for the holiday tomorrow. Amen. We want to give you some time that you will go out there and get some stuff into place. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:30. Now listen to this. The Bible says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Whenever you go shopping, they give you a receipt, right? Sometimes you have to sign it. God is saying to you, I bought you and I stamp you. Hallelujah. I live in you. So it's the grief that the Holy Spirit of God, whereby he has stamped, sealed unto the day of redemption. Let me tell you something, church. You got a mark on you. Hallelujah. When you got saved, you repented of your sins. You were baptized in Jesus' name. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. God stamped you. He branded you. Hallelujah. He branded you. Hallelujah. If you look on the water bottle, you will see something like a stamp on it. Hallelujah. And when you go there and to purchase it, you put this barcode in it. It tell you how much it's worth. Hallelujah. It means that you got a stamp on you. That when the devil try to know how valuable you are, he see the blood. He see the blood. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. The blood never loses its power. I'm talking to somebody. It was the blood of Jesus that brought you and I to be in the presence of God. It's the blood of Jesus that we are walking on. Can I have a witness today? Somebody shout it, hallelujah. I'm saying I'm closing. I'm closing somebody. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I'm glad that I belong to Jesus. I'm glad that I belong to the Lord. I don't know who you belong to. If you are not belong to God or belonging to God, you are being for the devil. There is no middle ground. Either you are walking in the light or walking in darkness. Either you are on God's side or on the devil's side. But I'm glad today that somebody belongs to Jesus. You are not your own. He has branded you. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. The reason why I have not put earrings on my kids, not because of the gospel alone, it's because God revealed to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God said, oh, you are branded. So if you are branded, you are belonging to me. It means that when the time of slavery, when the slaves said they don't want to be all dead, hallelujah, before they be recaptured, they want to stay with the slave master. They will take them, the slave master will take the slave, carry them to the doorposts and put a hole in the ears and put a banker. It means you belong to your master forever. Amen, somebody. You belong to the slave master forever. Amen, somebody. It means you have been branded. You belong to the slave master forever. But I want to let you know today, I don't have to put a earrings. I don't have to put a tattoos. I don't have to be branded by the devil. The Holy Ghost is sufficient. He has branded me. I'm talking to somebody. Have you been branded with the Holy Ghost? Do you have a seed on you? Do you belong to God? Hallelujah. God want to rebaptize you with the Holy Ghost. God want to give you the anointing. God want to give you power again. God want to revive your soul. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. Hallelujah. Can I have a witness? He was born in Bethlehem by the virgin called Mary. Hallelujah. Grew up in Nazareth. Hallelujah. On one faithful day, he was crucified on the cross. Arm stretched wide and the blood came running down. Hallelujah. He died. Did he die on the cross? He died for you and me. Hallelujah. He was buried on the first day. The devil was rejoicing. They said, ah, we got him. And the grave said, yeah, I'm holding him captive. He will not come out of the grave. I got Abraham in the grave. I got Moses in the grave. I got all the great men of prophet, all in the grave. And Jesus said, on the third day, he will come up. He will not come up. The grave said, I got him. Because death said, I play my part. Grave, you keep him in the grave. Grave said, yeah, I got him. Hallelujah. And the grave began to bind him up and chain him and said, we're going to see how you're going to get out of this grave. But the Bible says, on the third day, one Sunday morning, early in the morning, there rose a Savior from the grave, because the death could not hold him captive. The grave could not hold him captive. He is racing. He has life forevermore. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And because he lives, you can face tomorrow. And because he lives, all fear is gone. I'm about to tell you today, he walked with me. He talked with me. He said, I am his own. I got a mark on me. I've been branded. Hallelujah. I belong to Jesus. Somebody clap your hand for the Lord. You are God's property. That's why the devil cannot do you no harm. Hallelujah. No harm, no harm. The devil can't do me no harm, because I'm going to walk under the blood. I'm going to sink under the blood. I'm going to sleep under the blood. Hallelujah. I'm going to live under the blood. Oh, it was the blood that God used to purchase my salvation. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. Were you standing with me? Oh, somebody stand. Hallelujah. God, oh, loves you. Hallelujah. You belong to God. You are not of your own. Hallelujah. That's why when you're sick, he heals your body. That's why when your table is empty, God provide your daily bread. Hallelujah. He said, don't worry about your enemy. I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. You need to pray that your enemy will wash you to eat what God has prepared for you. I'm talking to somebody. He is the way maker for you. Hallelujah. He make a way when there seems to be no way. He is a doctor in the sick room. Oh, hallelujah. God is good to you. He has kept you alive for the purpose. You know where the Lord took you from. The life that you used to live, you live it no more, because God has done a great things in your life. God has given you faith. God has given you great faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. And the Lord is working on you. Hallelujah. This songwriter say, where could I go? Where could I go? When I'm seeking refuge for my soul, where could I go? Hallelujah. Oh, somebody, God needs you right now. As we close this message today, you are not your own. You are not your own. Stop worrying. Don't quit. Don't give up. Do not throw in the towel. It's terrible times. It's a bad time. We sing the song in Africa and say, it's a bad time for the Christians, but begin to laugh at the devil. Ha ha ha. Amen. It will never get better. Be a Republican in power or Democrat, it will never get better. But you're not your own. When you go up to bed at night, sleep sound. Sleep. Rest in the Lord. But the one that owns you, do not stumble on sleep. He is washing your step every day. He is taking care of you every day. He tried to control your mind every day. Hallelujah. He tried to fill your mouth with new song. He tried to give you a brand new heart. He is still working on you. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. The Holy Ghost has seen you. Amen. He has branded you. Your body is the temple of God. Glorify God in your body. Your soul, your spirit belongs to God. You got to live is Christ and to die again. To die is gain. I leave this to you. In your mind as you go today, you belongs to Jesus. You are God's property. With your hand lifted up high, you are the child of the King. You are the royal priesthood. You are a peculiar presence. Oh, so praise, so forth the praise of God. Oh, begin to worship him right now. Begin to pray it a little more. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Begin to pray it a little more. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you might come into the altar that God will touch your life just one more time, that he will branch you again. Hallelujah. That he will continue to check on your life, because you are staying in the oven and God is the cook. Hallelujah. You are almost there. You are almost there. Hallelujah. Oh, it will soon be over. God is still working on you. He that started good work in you, he will not quit. He will complete it to the end. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody, God is calling you. He want to increase your faith. He want to fill you with the Holy Ghost. He want to fill you with the Holy Ghost again. He want to strengthen you. He want to encourage you again. Hallelujah. Oh, let me sing what I can. Let me preach what I can. Let me do those things that he want for me to do before it gets too late. The Lord is calling you. You belong to God.
Change. seek your face alone. Above there's no other as able to restore my soul. Come and make me whole.
He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, say, I, God, will condemn it. It's not a world place to judge you or condemn you, only God. Amen. But Carol, when I work at night, I was accused of so many things. I know I'm not right. I know I'm not faithful. I know I'm not holy. Only God knows my heart. I'm a human. I err. That when we pray daily, Lord, forgive my sins. I were accused. They call the states. They still call me. When I explain myself, they still say, we are very sorry that this, they lie on you. I said, Lord, thank you. God belongs to God. That group never, they never quit. They keep fighting. My son, OJ and Inch of all work together. They try to lie on them. They try to open a way to fire my kids. But God said, no. I bless you. I bless your seed. And at the end of the day, if I one of them look at me and say, you don't belong here. This is not your place. Took off my skin color. And I smile. At the end of the day, they were all fire. And I'm still working there. God got a seed on me. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, God said, I will condemn it. Because I belongs to God. You belongs to God. I want to leave you with this. As you leave from here, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, he said, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. Even as I have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. When I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. You are my property. I pay for you. I will receive you unto myself that where I am, that you may be also. Get right, church. And let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. He can feel the Holy Ghost again. Sing a beautiful song. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Lord is touching somebody right now. As you lift up our hands one more time, let's just give God the praise. Oh, hallelujah. 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 He's a way maker. He is a promise keeper. Oh, he is a mighty healer. And he's doing something new in your life. You're doing something great in your life. see the hand of God upon you. He got you in the palms of his hand. There is no way that anybody can pluck you out of his hand. The Lord got you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Worship. Lord, thank you for this day. As you go through, Lord, the holiday, you be with us. Keep us and lay on the righteousness for your name's sake. And deliver us from all evil. Be with our pastor and those who are not here. And we'll meet again and worship you. Bless those that are online. And let your will be done. Thank you, Lord God, that we belong to you. That you bought us. We are your property. Have your will in our life. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.